Welcome to another episode of 8 by Kate. I'm your host, Kate Elfatah, and today we are going to pick apart my last podcast where I was discussing 8 strategies for lead gen using LinkedIn. And the number one thing on that list that I did the other day was optimize your profile. And today I'm going to dive deeper into that. I'm going to give you 8 things that you should know when it comes to building your LinkedIn profile. And this is going to help you navigate and also maybe go back and review your current profile and see where you need to make updates. Now, I want to kind of differentiate things a little bit here. This will differ depending on whether you're doing a professional profile as a personal profile or a business profile. So you're building a business and you have a business profile. Those are two different things. These are interchangeable. You can do them both. There are a couple nuances that will look different depending on whether you're doing a professional, personal profile for lead gen, or you're leveraging a business profile on LinkedIn. I'll kind of talk about both, but I'm going to lean more heavily on the professional personal profile versus the business profile. And I'll get more into that on another podcast of why they're different to me and why I am leaning more towards the professional one or the personal one at this point. So let's get started and jump right in. And, you know, first, let me just say that having a LinkedIn profile is the first place that people are coming to see who you are, and they need to be given the information immediately. They need to know and feel a sense of what it is that you do and also what can you do for them. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is that profile picture. And one is, if you don't have one, don't even bother leveraging LinkedIn to do business. No one's going to do business with someone that does not have a profile picture. So that's number one. Number two is, avoid using overly casual or inappropriate images. We don't see this a lot anymore, but early on in the days, it was cringy. You also don't want to use a profile photo where it makes it seem like you're intimidating or not approachable. You want to make sure that this photo really is a representation of somebody that somebody wants to do business with. I used to, early on in my days of doing marketing, I used to actually hide my tattoos. Now, I haven't had my tattoos that long, believe it or not. I got my first tattoo at the age of 38, I want to say. But as I gained more and more tattoos and I was going to meetings, I would cover them up. And what was funny, at one particular meeting, somebody had seen them or had maybe even mentioned that they saw me on social media and noticed I had the tattoos. And their comment to me was very like, oh, okay, which was, because I'm a creative, it's sort of like, it's not a big deal. So I'm a creative helping businesses be creative in a sense and help them market their businesses. And so me having tattoos wasn't sort of standoffish. Now, mind you, this is like 12 years ago, but it made me kind of think about it, like owning who I was and not trying to hide that. And I don't anymore, which nobody should. But I understood then that my profile or who I am, I need to represent who I am, because of that's one, that's me. And two, it's sort of like, okay, well, I am a creative and people may expect that sort of thing out of me. Now, if you're selling insurance versus being a creator, your images are going to look different. So make sure it represents who you are. Stay away from over-filtered photos that don't represent who you are. And we see this a lot where people are using filters to make themselves look super young or their skin super smoothed out. And light touching up is okay, but if it's over filtered, people recognize an over filter today. We have exposure enough now with images online to know that something's overly filtered. So stay away from that. You also want to make sure your profile photo is up to date with today. If you have not touched your profile photo in 10 years, now is the time. You're 10 years older, I'm sorry to tell you. But I had to do that. I had fo a photo that was 5 years old and I had red hair. Well, now I have blonde hair. I need to make sure it is representing who I am now. Crow's feet and wrinkles and all. So make sure it's a current photo that's not overly filtered. Number two, a compelling headline. Your headline is the first thing that people see. So you want to make sure that it's attention grabbing and it is representing your, or more highlighting your key skills and expertise. And don't forget to add in your value prop here. It's a great opportunity to do that. Let people know immediately what you can do for them and why you are the one. How do you help? That headline is really important. Number three, keyword optimization. Yes, LinkedIn has a wonderful search tool where people can search for things. And the way you get found within those searches is by making sure you're optimizing keywords. And you can incorporate relevant keywords throughout your profile. And this will improve your visibility in those search results. So focus on terms that are related to your industry, to the skills that you have, but more importantly, to your target audience. So if you do bookkeeping for lawyers, you want your profile to be sprinkled with that information. Your audience, lawyers, what you do, bookkeeping. You want to keyword optimize that profile. Number four, detailed experience section. You want to provide comprehensive information about your work experience, including your job titles, the responsibilities you had, achievements and awards. But more importantly, you want to include results. Use action verbs and quantify those accomplishments. If you've worked within a specific industry that will help you be appealing to that industry, make that known in your experience section. So if you are searching or looking to work with just hair salons, you want to show that you've worked with a couple hair salons and the results that you were able to provide to those salons. Really be detailed in that experience section. Number five, your summary. We'll bring it back to keywords, but you definitely want to make sure you include those. But you want to craft a compelling summary that showcases the anything that's unique about you. This is where you can really dive into what sets you apart with your strengths, your experience, and your work. Keep it informative, highlight what sets you apart from others in the field, and why do you matter to them? Think about that. Why do you matter? That's what you want in that summary. Number six, skills and endorsements. List your skills and expertise. Encourage colleagues to endorse them. This really helps validate the abilities and can improve your profile's credibility overall. So having people endorse a specific skill that you do. So let's just say you do bookkeeping and you or you prepare taxes. This is a great way to say, hey, here are five people I work with. Could you go endorse me for tax preparation or for whatever the skill is that you have? But you get where I'm going. Get those endorsements all underneath that those specific skills. The more endorsements you have under a skill, the more you're going to also appear in search, by the way, just an FYI. Number seven, recommendations. Look, if you don't ask, you'll never get it. So ask and request recommendations from former colleagues or supervisors or clients. Social proof matters. So aim for a range of recommendations that highlight also different aspects of your work. Let's say that you are a bookkeeper and you help people do payroll and you help people do tax preparation. You help people grow their business with financial planning. Whatever that looks like, make sure you're getting an array of recommendations so that people can see the versatility that you have with your business and profession. And number eight, is so simple and stupid, but I put it in here because it matters, which is complete all profile sections. And LinkedIn makes this easy for you to know if you did this or not. So you want to fill out all the relevant sections of the profile, including your education, certificates, volunteer experience, interests. A complete profile presents a more well-rounded picture of your professional background and interests overall. And this also helps with LinkedIn knowing you're serious about using their platform. If you have an incomplete profile, LinkedIn's not going to show you in searches as much as they do with completed ones. So you're playing Lord, sort of an algorithm dance with them. Complete that profile. And this is both for both professional and business. I can't tell you how many times here at HOM Consulting, we work with clients and we have their business profile page, their business page. And when I go on there, nothing's been done. It's not complete. You're not going to appear in searches and you're not going to have people take you seriously. So I also always say, if you are on LinkedIn for your business, you either complete the profile or don't have one. Because having something that's not complete or has had no attention to it actually hurts you. So if you have a personal profile on LinkedIn, great, lean into that. Everyone should have one. But if you decide to have a business page too, don't ignore it. Give it attention. Make sure that you're completing all pieces of that profile underneath that business page. So if you listen to all of the eight things I've said today, they're all really important, but it all goes down to number eight, which is just go through and complete all the sections. This also is not a do it once and done. You'll need to want to go back and revisit your profile on an ongoing basis because as you grow professionally or as your business grows and you add clients or you connect with customers or you're selling more product, whatever that looks like, you want to make sure that you keep that updated. You want it to be the most relevant, real-time information for somebody. And you may start off with not much, but as you grow as a business, you'll start seeing what else you can include in those profiles. So I hope that these eight tips were helpful for you on establishing a perfect LinkedIn profile for your professional or for your business. And as always, you can find me at kate@homconsulting.com or homconsulting.com. And I'm giving away my free 30-minute strategies. I love doing these and I love talking to business owners that are just trying to tread the water with marketing their business. And I'm here to help. So go to homconsulting.com and book a free 30-minute strategy call with me. And as always, happy marketing.